It's amazing how we didn't realize that there's such an area of God's presence there's a three-level presence of God. And there's a presence that we live and have our being, and then there's a presence where there's a transition and an exchange, and there's a presence of glory. And the third presence of God is such a wonderful and glory. We haven't reached the other presences because we can't live in them. It'll rip us apart. Even the blood can't protect you from that presence. Hallelujah. What a day, what a day. And it's just beginning. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, please. Thank you, Master. Woo. How many of y'all needed God's presence this morning? Oh, happy days. Praise be to God. Starting at verse 1, please, first 7 verses. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, which is God's plan of escape. Be strong in it. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. See, God is looking for teachers, isn't he? You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Again, in this, no one engaged in warfare. Are we engaged in warfare? Amen. So there's an area he says you cannot be in. You can't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. These are worldly traditions of this life. Worldly traditions. One of the things God is trying to bring us through is breaking worldly traditions. Worldly traditions. Now, there's inherited cultural traditions. There's traditions of the kingdom. And then there's worldly secular traditions. And one of the things is that we begin to intermix them and not recognizing that some of them are beginning to overtake us in certain areas. And this is what he's saying. Because you can't overcome anything unless you recognize it. What you don't recognize is overcoming you. Amen? Let's go a little further. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And also, if anyone competes in the athletics, he is not crowned unless he what? Competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Again, entanglements in the affairs of this world. What God is saying, these are called worldly traditions. Worldly traditions that have been inherited, culture handed down. And then there's the kingdom tradition, and then there's worldly secular conditions, what we call carnal conditions, carnal or fleshly conditions. Matthew chapter 6. So can you overcome something you don't recognize? No. Now this is how the enemy really operates in this, because it's so deceptive and deceiving, and it's hard to follow sometimes, because traditions are always changing, and worldly traditions that are always changing, and the purpose of the enemy to change worldly traditions is to constantly lead people into deception. He leads them into a deception through these worldly traditions. Look at how many times trends have changed. Music has changed. So the enemy uses music and all kinds of things as instruments of tradition to make them okay. But they're worldly traditions which are not okay because they're carnal and they're demonic. You know, you and I were always brought up, and I know for myself, you know, you need to go to school, get an education, get a job, get married, have children, and leave your inheritance to your kids. Okay, great. There was never a thing about serving the Lord when I grew up. It was being a Boy Scout, you know, that's about as close as I got. But it wasn't about serving, even though I went to church, because I had to. But in that tradition, so people are still in religious traditions. They go to church on Sunday and they go home and beat their kids, their wives, and their spouses, and drink and party, and then they think because they went to church it's okay. Worldly traditions. And those are areas that you and I must be careful not to be swayed upon, not to be misled again and brought into those bondages. Amen? And Matthew 6, 25. Therefore I say to you, do not what? Worry. Let me tell you, a worldly tradition is worry. It's fear. They all walk around with worldly fear. No reverence of God, just fear of losing things or maintaining something. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, or about your body, and what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil or spin. And yet I will say to you that even Solomon in his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God, who so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But do what? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Again, worldly traditions. Eat, drink, wear. Hello? The first requirement to break loose from these worldly traditions is, he just gives it right here. It's to seek the kingdom of God traditions. Because we live in a process of exchange all the time. We're always exchanging. You might pick up something and you need to exchange it out. So we need to, again, these traditions, eat, drink, what you put on. Amen. The first requirement is to seek the kingdom of God, traditions of righteousness. Then all these things will come. And what will happen? Divine order. Divine priority. Everything in your life will have a divine order and divine priority. There will be an awakening to you in everything that you do. If it's not divine order or divine priority, you know that it's not dead. He brings everything in order, no matter what it is. Now, we may fall out of order, and he waits for us to get back in order. That's why he says, put me before you in everything you do. Invite me in every area. I'll establish your steps and your thoughts. Because worldly traditions are a great distraction. They distract people. They bring false pleasures. There's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong going on vacation. There's nothing. But some people live for those things. They live. You know, when I was in the world, I lived for every weekend to come so I can get doped up. Everybody's working for the weekend. I don't know if you remember that song or not. But so we worked for the weekend and we gave our money to the devil and alcohol and partying and everything else. Those are worldly traditions. And it's still going on. I hear people all the time, man, I can't wait for the weekend. Why? Well, you know, I can get all kinds of things done. And okay. Again, there's a time for everything, but if it's not in divine order, it's not God. Remember Mary and Martha, what did he say? Man, you're too busy cooking. You're cooking, you're missing stuff. You're too much in the kitchen. When Jesus was there. See, so many people are still involved in traditions of the world that they're missing what God is saying and what God is doing. He's trying to release witty inventions. He's trying to release all kinds of things. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? 1 John chapter 2. Some people, you know, I mean, yes, we need vehicles. But some people spend every weekend working on their car and polishing their car and so forth and whatever. It's a worldly tradition. Worldly tradition. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Heck, we all lived them at one time. We're not going to go over all worldly traditions because you know what they are. But it's an area of being sensitive to recognize them so we don't get deceived. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. Hello. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So what are these worldly traditions? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. It's not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Wow. Again, this is an area where we're always recognizing to overcome. And we focus on divine order and divine priority. Divine order and divine priority. You know, I may not know what to do, but I will. As I wait on the Lord, then everything falls in divine order. Doesn't mean we make mistakes, yeah. But then even the mistakes are going to turn to the good. So there's so many things that's going on in the world today. And, of course, you got all this media saying whatever, you know, false prophets, false evangelists, and so forth. I'm gonna share something before I continue. You know, my wife and I, we've been watchers for a long time and watching now things and making connections of people that are connected. And the people who've been brought up in the military and who are connected to families in the military that know a lot of things. And we were listening to one of the connections yesterday. And he's always usually very thorough. And he does not speak things unless he knows. And he brought us up to date. Now, again, I can only share with you what I heard, what he had expressed. Hillary Clinton's been dead since December. Was it 21? I don't know. Years ago. They have duplicates now. Obama's already been arrested and removed. But his duplicate will be arrested in front of humanity. These are just some of the things that we were hearing. People have no idea that they've already accomplished many things before they can go forward. Now, think about this. Look at all these profiles that they're getting divorced. I don't know if Gates is still around either. You know? Now we've got Epstein's niece coming out and testifying about what's going on. Now, there's no coincidence that they're going to be releasing all these Epstein files. They've already, and then Maxwell's already testified and released 100 connections of individuals that have been involved with Epstein. All of these things are being released because why? These people are out of the way. You've got to use common sense on this. What, look at Obama's. They're divorced now. Why are they divorced? Because he's out of the way. They're not divorced? I thought they were. Yeah, they were filing for divorce. Hallelujah. And so in this, we're watching all of these corporate companies that the marriages are splitting up and these CEOs and so forth. But again, why? Because these individuals are being taken out of the way so things can happen. Look at how many people are no longer going to go for re-election. Many are dropping out. Why? Because they've been given an alternative. Jail or step away. See, they have it all. They know it all, but they're putting everything in divine order. Divine priority. So we're watching it unfold right before us. Why? Because the breaking of worldly traditions is happening. The standard of banking system, a tradition, is broken. It's being changed. Everything will go to a crypto system, binary. Everything is changing. The Federal Reserve is being exposed and dismantled now. The IRS is being exposed and dismantled. Taxes will be removed. There'll be a one-time tax when you buy something, you never have to tax it again. So even if you resell it, there's no tax there. Property taxes are being removed. People have been watching DeSantis promote removing property taxes. How can he even say that or do that if it hasn't been already established yet? Come on, you have to think this way. Whatever they're telling you is happening has already been done. That's all it is now. It's just unfolding. So America and the rest of the countries can catch up what's going on. It's amazing to me. Many, many things are happening. And again, the reason why they're saying certain things and promoting certain things is because it's already happened. And they're triggering other individuals with the fear of going to prison. They don't realize it's the fear of God. But we're watching it totally unfold. The breaking of worldly traditions is happening. And what's God doing? Bringing his kingdom traditions back to the earth. Hallelujah. Colossians 3 and verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. In other words, refocus. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So you died. We're dead. But we rose again in Christ. Amen. This new life that we have, the old one is dead. We have a new one. And in this, we're breaking every worldly tradition to walk free in the Spirit. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Yeah, we have a hard time comprehending that. Christ is our life. We no longer have a life. Our life is in Christ, nothing else. So if your life is in Christ, then there's a divine order and a divine priority that's always unctioning us to walk in, always trying to lead us. That's why he's called Holy Spirit. Why? It's a holy order. Verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off these what? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Isn't that worldly traditions? Amen. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds or worldly traditions, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge of according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is in all and in all. We're resetting our focus of knowledge from above, eternal knowledge, not from beneath or from the world. The world has nothing to offer me and you. But we have everything to offer the world, and his name is Jesus. It's Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let's go on to what? Perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God perhaps. For it is impossible for those who once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. So who can draw them? God. He's the only one that can turn them. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears the herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Again, here we are, leaving the traditions behind to move forward, being led by the Holy Spirit. Not forced education, not forced jobs, not forced relationships, not forced technology, but free will, divine order, and priority of God. Again, those traditions that you and I were brought up with, they're worldly traditions. Did some of them have a value? Yes, they had a value in the world, but we're not of the world anymore. Amen? Our eternal home is not of this world. Until the eternal home comes to this world, then things will change. And that's what God is preparing. But I believe he's preparing his body first so that the kingdom can come. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. And it says, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch what's unclean, and I'll receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Again, here we are coming out. Stop agreeing with worldly traditions. Look at how many people are promoters of war. How many legislation individuals and many of these organizations and political parties, and they're promoters of war. That's traditions of the world. Promoters of war. Debt is a promoter, is a tradition of the world. It's okay, just go borrow money and you can get in debt. No problem. Now, borrowing money for a home, which is still a debt, amen, but it's still a value. God makes way for those things. We've borrowed money, I mean, 9 homes at one time. We owed 9 mortgages. But praise be to God, we don't owe any more. Hallelujah. Because God made a way. Come out, stop agreeing with worldly traditions, promoters of war, rioters, protesters. I mean, all of these things are worldly. What you're seeing out there, all these people that are protesting against the righteous, it's just worldly traditions. And they have no value. Like, who the heck's listening to them? That's all. And they're trying to block people on the streets and whatever. And people are fed up with it. They're running them over now. I mean, it's like they're just getting out of their cars and dragging them out of their way. It's amazing. I don't know if you saw that one, I forgot where it was, where that one guy drove into a crowd where people were gathered together, and 30-something people were injured, and so many people were killed. Well, the people there dragged him out of his car. He's dead. I'm not going to say he didn't deserve it, because he did. But what drives people to do such stupid stuff? Anger, hatred, worldly traditions. You know, Saul had a worldly tradition. He thought he was doing things for God. I mean, literally, people don't realize that he was killing Christians, feeding them to the lions, imprisoning them, destroying homes, until Jesus knocked him off his own horse. Then he realized, whoops. Remember he talked about being the best of the, and the most qualified for whatever, and he was a Sanhedrin. He's a Pharisee at that time, thinking he was a god, to be honest with you. He had authority to destroy people. Which is not about, if they really read the Torah, that's not what it was about. Because their misinterpretation, because traditions interfere with reading the Torah and what its true meaning was. See, these traditions blind people. And they can't interpret what God is saying. And it leads them into false realities. James chapter 1 in verse 26. If any among you thinks he's religious and doesn't bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is what? Useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world with what? Worldly traditions. Amen. Distractions. I mean, look at how many things are being exposed in the area. Who is that president from Canada or whatever? What's his name? Marcon? I don't know. The one that got his butt kicked from his wife on the airplane. Macron. I mean, and she's another guy. Again, and they've already proved they got all the records of all the stuff. Same thing with Michelle Obama. Mikey Obama. And he's not a U.S. citizen. He might have a U.S. citizen, but he was born in Kenya. He's illegal to be a president. And they're going to bring all of this up and expose it. It's coming. And it's around. I'm telling you, by the end of the year, a lot of things are going to change. The end of this year. 26 is going to be glorious. Amen. Matthew 15, verse 1. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." I mean, come on, give me a break. And he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of your traditions. For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God,' then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of what? Men, or the traditions of men. Oh, happy days. Distractions that lead into false realities. Again, Saul was a tremendous example of that. People that are stepping into false hopes. Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. Is that considered worldly traditions? Yes. But according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in it, that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned it, sin in his flesh. That the what? Righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds or their thoughts or focus on the things of the world and flesh, which are called worldly traditions. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So those that are being are involved in worldly traditions, especially those things of corruption, cannot please God. Why? Because it's constantly leading them, or what I want to say, misleading them into false realities. 1 Timothy 6. In verse 9, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and to many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men into destruction and perdition. You know, again, you see a lot of things that are shortcuts to being rich. You see that all the time on YouTube and on the computer. Oh, why am I making $65,000 a week in YouTube? I don't know, and I don't care. Because it's a bunch of crap. Verse 10. For the love of money is the what? Root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through many sorrows. They've strayed from the faith. They've been misled. Amen? But you, O man and woman of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. What's the Bible tell us? Forsake not to assemble. See, the worldly traditions does, here's what how they feel. I'm going to do what I feel. Do what I feel like. That's a worldly tradition. Hey, what do you feel like doing? You know, we take that for granted. Whatever, that's why the word tells us, whatever the Lord, you know, you don't know what's coming tomorrow, but whatever the Lord leads. See, the world is led by how they feel. We're led by the Spirit of God. There's a difference between the inner senses and their outer emotions. Amen? There's a difference. And until that is brought under submission and understood, people will constantly be misled and will not know the difference between traditions of the world and the traditions of God, because they're different. Praise God. Let's go a little bit further. 13, I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, that before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potent, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. Simple, quick teaching. That's it. Breaking worldly traditions. We must recognize them and not get caught up in it. Why? Because it always leads to false realities. It always leads to false realities. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I ask that you protect this seed. Put the blood of Jesus on this seed. Let the anointing be upon this seed. And let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen.